you did yesterday. Appreciate that. Appreciate Brother Steve, God touching his heart for that. And this camp meeting is so special to me. I told Brother Steve a while back when he came up to my ordination, I'd asked Brother Jordan to come play the music at my ordination, and I knew Brother Steve was very busy, and I didn't want to bother him to ask him if he would come be part of it, and he showed up anyway. And I remember that night I told him, I said, as long as it's all right, I said, I'm going to be there. And he said, it's all right. He said, you just be there. You're welcome there. And it blows my mind. This place has treated me like family since the first time I ever showed up here. And you shouldn't have. I don't have very much in common with anybody here. I mean, where I came from, honestly. I mean, I know we were all sinners, and like I was telling her the other day, I understand it took the same grace to save me as it did a 9-year-old good girl. I understand all that. But it should have took more. The person, it should have took more. And I can think back at when I was out there in the world, all those people that said they were my friends and said they were there, and they really weren't. And I come to a place like this, and I look around, and I think about it, and I think about if I'd have met some of you people when I was lost, what it would have been like. And I'm glad I didn't meet a lot of you. I don't know if there's anybody here I knew that when I was lost at maybe Lana Trantham. But I'm glad God brought me to a place like this. And I just want you to know how much I love you. And what it's meant to me that y'all have treated me the way you've treated me over these years. And I know, and see, the thing that makes it suspect, you know there's nothing I can do for you. And God, if there was, I would. I'd do whatever I could. But I thank you, and I love you, and I want you to know that. Thank you.